start to sing. It is called the Gathering of Mysteries, but whenever we gather to pray, it becomes the Gathering of Spirits. Men don't pray, Holy Spirit does. Welcome to BBC Prayer Network, a home where we eat light and excrete flame. Shortly, you will be hearing from God's servant, Apostle Alfred Okoduru. Sit tight, it was carried spirit and power. Shalom.
Let me tell you the truth. If you are speaking in tongues and somebody who is in the spirit listening to your tongues, like I was doing my eye demonstration now, the spirit that you have, that tongue you are speaking will begin to communicate with the spirit of the person. That is why when you are speaking in genuine tongues and somebody is there, maybe a prophetess is there, you are speaking in tongues, it eyes are before you know she begins to prophesy. Because what you are saying is not language, you are speaking spirit.
Yes, sir.
And deep calls unto the deep. As a Christian, you must have a new tongue. It's a must. If you don't have a new tongue, you cannot do new things. That you can't enter into new dimensions. How now? Now English. Father, as I begin to pray, put me in new dimension now. So that you don't even know the... Don't you know that this... It's just like keyboard. Like those songs that you see that they are playing in the background now. It is just seven keys that is playing it. It is called sofas. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Those are the seven sofas. Just seven keys is what is playing this song now. Now why did that do re mi fa so la di do now becomes a song? Because the player of the instrument know how to combine the sofas to produce a song. You see, in speaking in tongues, the same thing. There is a way you speak in tongues. God will not teach you. When you start, you will be doing ba ba ba, sha sha sha, ka ka ka, mo mo mo, mo mo. God just continue, just keep on continuing, so that with time you begin to grow. There is a way you will grow in tongues. God will not teach you how to put the ka and the mo and the ba together, and it will not become a song. It will not become a language in the realm of the spirit. This is what happened in Acts chapter 2. They were kabos kadira hada libro koto balalita skataya. Why they were doing that? The people that were sitting there were hearing the interpretation in their own tribe. Because why these people were doing it, it becomes a language in the realm of the spirit. And the Holy Spirit took those languages and was interpreting it. Those who were Arabic were hearing in the Arab. Those who were Spanish were hearing in Spanish. The day you know that speaking in tongues is a code. Like the national anthem, arise, O compatriots, is sodo, sodo, mi, so. Arise, O compatriots, sodo, sodo. Now, if you don't know it is sodo, you say refa, mira, anything you put, it will not sing arise. It will not sing arise, O compatriots. Sodo, mi, so. Okay, Metichiwo was singing and he used a sofa to play. Go and press it in keyboard. The same way it sounds, it's like, what's that sofa that she used?
Don't
let it sofa me, so. Do, 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 do. If there's a keyboard now, bring it, I will press it and it will sound the same thing. Those kabush kabi kabi bahis kabi, when you hear people they talk, some of you think they are just saying nonsense. It's not nonsense, so they are communicating. What you don't know why you are speaking kanaba, kanyamiti, anything you are speaking, raduk kanaba hadiyaba. What you don't know is that the Holy Spirit is putting codes in your mouth. Now, Daniel was standing before the king, and the king said, I saw a writing in the wall, and the writing is Mene, Mene, Teke, Opasi. Only Mene, Mene. What does it mean? Let's go to the Bible. Because some of you don't know the power in speaking in tongues. That's why, see, there are some things that God wants to do in your life. If God allows you to use English to speak it, you will pray for 5 years for the English language to be complete so that God can do it. But in 5 minutes of tongue, you can speak a language. If let's see what only Mene can do first, so that we don't go too far. Because most of you don't know the powers in speaking the tongue. That's why you are praying in English. Who your English head? I think that's Daniel chapter. Just bear with me a little bit. Daniel. Let me get this. get the scriptures. Okay, I've got to read chapter 5, verse 25. Let's look at it now. Read for me.
And this is the writing that was
Yes, 25, written. Yes. And this is the writing that was written. Yes?
Mene, mene.
Teke.
Teke.
Opasim.
Opasim.
Now, this is a spiritual language. It's what we do. You see, for mene, mene, Paris, Kaponda, Bahria, this Katowa. You think the person is talking nonsense. But what you don't know, this nonsense that the king saw on the wall, to the king, it was nonsense, but it meant a lot of things. Now, read. What does it mean? Daniel begin to interpret.
Interpretation of the thing.
Yes.
Mene.
And Daniel said, mene mean what?
God has numbered thy kingdom.
It means that God has numbered your kingdom. So, only mene, it means that your kingdom, I have numbered it. Mene.
And has finished it.
And has finished it. I have numbered your kingdom. I have finished it. For just mene. What does teke mean?
Weigh in the balances.
Take care of me. I have weighed your kingdom in the balance. Yes.
And have found wanting.
And I have found you wanting. What does the passing mean?
There is.
Yes. Yes.
Thy kingdom is divided.
Your kingdom has been divided. Can you imagine? See, those stupid writings on the wall. They are making a lot of statement that is destroying a kingdom. You think somebody just begin to speak? And you think the person is talking nonsense. So that person is arranging things, he's destroying things. And you that is speaking every wish in my father's house. Some people will stay for 3 hours. So why can't you use that 3 hours to just do mene, 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 mene. Yeah. Holy Ghost! Fire, 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 fire. Some people think they are wise, so they want to pray long, so they'll be repeating. And Jesus said, repetition, they'll be repeating their word. As I begin to pray, nah. You look at spirit of God. Are you a stammerer? Speaking in tongues is the most.
What you hear is what you hear. No man can be greater than his yesterday's words consumption. Words are the food your future needs to grow well tomorrow. Your today's life is a reflection of your yesterday's words consumption. While your tomorrow's life will be a reflection of your today's words consumption. Hope you are blessed with this station. Join us again for another edition soon. For prayers, counseling and testimony, call +234 7038 463 585. Be blessed and lifted. Shalom.